Hello, listeners. This is Jordan Green. I'm the host of the Greenhouse Podcast, and thanks for tuning in and subscribing to our brand new show. Today in the house, we have a very special guest. His name is Jacob Bennett. He will be joining us to talk about nothing, but wait, something will be said. That's right. This is the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. This is episode 9. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hello, listeners. This is Jordan Green. I am the host of the Greenhouse Podcast, and this is the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. Today, we have a few sponsors. One of those sponsors was actually hit by a car this week. It's pretty crazy, pretty crazy. We will be listening in, so tune in next episode to hear what happened to him. He's okay. He's in a coma right now. But we do have a special guest in the house today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jacob Bennett.
I hope y'all are having a good day.
It is a lovely day for me. What about you?
It's been a pretty good day, actually.
You know, it's towards the end of the day now. The sun has gone down.
Yeah, it's not day anymore.
It's not even day. It's nighttime.
Actually, I think that a new day has maybe started already.
It might have occurred already.
I don't know.
You know, the Greenhouse Podcast, there is no sense of time on
this
show.
Well, you know, it's when I first heard the name of this podcast,
sure,
The Greenhouse.
Where were you when you heard that?
Well, I think it was Matt or Zach told me about it.
Right.
So,
you know, we had Matthew Cottrell and Michael Cottrell on last episode.
Oh, yeah.
That's quite a treat.
They're good friends.
But yeah? Yeah, okay, cool.
I heard the name,
yeah,
Greenhouse, and I just thought
the first thing that you thought was gardening, right?
Well, a kind of gardening.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's unique because my last name is Green, and the name of the show is Greenhouse Podcast. This is my house. This is where you can listen in and you can hear about interesting conversations and hear, you know, you might learn something, but also have a great time listening in on a conversation between two people.
That's the idea.
That's the idea. So guys, if you want to learn more about what we do here at the Greenhouse Podcast, if you want to volunteer, possibly hold up the microphones, because two people have to hold the microphone the whole time.
Yeah, my arms are getting tired.
They are getting really tired. So if you want to learn how you can volunteer, please visit our website. It's thegreenhousepodcast.com. And if you want to be on the show as a guest, feel free to email us. Or, you know what, just show up to the studio. That's what Jacob did.
Yeah, I was just playing a video game, and next thing I know, here I am.
Here he is. Yeah, so he entered another dimension. He got warped into the video game, realized he's on an actual podcast now. How does that feel?
Well, have you ever heard of the show Freakazoid?
I haven't. Freakazoid. It sounds really familiar.
It was actually, I think it was created by Steven Spielberg, but it, you know, it was like a cartoon.
Sure.
So it's kind of crazy that a big director would make a cartoon.
But it happened.
Yeah. Well, the guy, he gets sucked into the internet, basically.
Yes. So it's like, I think I did see this. It's a film, right?
It's a cartoon.
Oh, it was a cartoon. Maybe I haven't seen it.
Well, I'm sure that you've
pictured it in my mind.
You might have heard the theme song. That's really the most recognizable thing about it.
But, is it really?
Well, you know, it's pretty catchy, but it's similar in that he got sucked into the internet. I got sucked into a video game.
A video game, and then showed up on a podcast.
Yeah. Well, we're still in the video game, actually.
What is your... Do you ever listen to podcasts?
Or is this your first
that you're listening while you're recording?
I don't really have a lot of experience with podcasts. There are a few that I listen to, but I'm not, like, subscribed to anything.
Yeah. Well, you're from Decula, right?
Yeah. Decula. GA.
Mm-hmm. GA. The Georgia. The big GA.
Born and raised.
So, you know, not a lot of podcasts around in Decula, huh?
No, they're not.
We're trying to change that here at the Greenhouse Podcast.
Well, Decula is the place to be. It's
it's got a lot of movie theaters.
Oh yeah. Well, there's an AMC.
Nice.
You
can't go wrong with AMC. They have those reclining chairs now.
Oh yeah, those are amazing.
You can just sit back.
Yeah,
that's super nice.
And you know what? I just recently won a free ticket to go see the Minions off of a McDonald's, you know, like peel sticker thing.
No way. Yeah, McDonald's still does that.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been to a fast food restaurant in over a year.
Wow. That's healthy.
You know, it's not just healthy. You know, fast food is actually my favorite thing to eat. However, I just feel better when I don't eat fast food.
Well, and you also save money.
It's a lot of money. You'd be surprised. Yeah, I'm actually able to afford the AMC ticket now. I had to wait for it to peel off of McDonald's, and now I can afford it.
Yeah, you don't even have to worry about. You don't even have to enter.
Exactly.
But exactly. No, yeah. I actually work in fast food.
Do you really?
So yeah, I work at a.
You work everywhere, really.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm working all the time.
Or hardly working.
That's the question.
That is the question. Yeah, question. Do you typically talk to people at the tables, or do you just stand behind the counter and make sure that people don't cross the counter and eat all the food?
Well, you know, I've only ever had one person try to come behind the counter.
Yeah.
And it was like an old guy.
Was he like 70, 80, 90?
Probably like 85.
Okay. 85. You know? Yeah, so, not too old.
Yeah, not too old.
But not too young.
But I do a lot of talking, though. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk behind the counter and I talk out in the lobby.
Yeah. You have a good radio voice. You really do.
That's what they say.
Is that who is they?
Who is they? People who want to eat the chicken that we sell at the place where I work.
You know, I have never worked with you in real life. Only on TV.
Yeah, only on TV. Oh, and
so
you know,
this is really cool because everybody else I've had on the show I've actually worked with in real life. You're the first person I've worked with only on TV.
I tried to get hired at the place where Jordan worked, but they wouldn't take me, so.
Yeah, well, you know, we work in a field full of fruit, and there are many green beans to be eaten on the way. So eventually, you know, you'll make it there.
Yeah, well, you know.
Just eat your veggies. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, they're really good. So.
They are really good, aren't they?
Yeah.
By the way, is this the first time you're ever on a radio show, though?
I think it is. Although, it's not the first time that I've been interviewed by you.
Really?
Because...
We have done that. That's right. What was the name of that movie that we did?
It was called The Grin Reaper 2.
So Jacob and I, we actually helped on a project called The Grin Reaper 2. It was a sequel to a movie that was never created in the first place, which made it even better. A shout out to Zachary Lovelace. He'll be on the show soon enough here. We'll probably have him...
He's a good guy, as
a double guest with another one of my good friends. But yeah, great guy. He's creative mind. He came up with this idea of a movie. And I need to send him the link to the behind the scenes video. I did the behind the scenes and interviewed everybody on the cast. And the behind the scenes footage was filmed maybe 10 years later.
Yeah.
After the actual movie was filmed. So the movie was great, but the movie trailer that we made was great. But the behind the scenes was quite a journey as well.
That was the main attraction, really. To be honest, behind the scenes was better than the
it really the trailer. It really cut it because I think it was a lot more surreal. It was a lot more uncut.
Yeah,
and just a lot of fun from those of us who were there for that day.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll put in the description for this podcast a link to the Vimeo website where you can watch this video.
Oh yeah.
For those of you who are curious, it was a lot of fun, and those were some good times, man.
Yeah, they were back at the old place.
Back at the old place, the schoolhouse is what we called it.
Schoolhouse Rock.
You know, we weren't really roommates back then, but no. I feel like we were pretty close.
Well, you know, I was over there a lot. Yeah. And so I don't know. You're just a really genuine guy.
Yeah. Well, so. Yeah. I'm also ginger flavored.
Oh.
Yes.
You got a little bit of red in there?
Oh, a little bit of red in the beard.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of red in my beard.
Do you know, I actually have a Facebook page for my beard.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't know that about me.
I think I might have liked it.
I hope you liked it.
I definitely got
I'd be offended
an
if
invitation.
You didn't. An invitation.
So if I didn't, then...
then you'll get there.
Yeah.
You'll get there. I'm not really offended. No, it's no big deal. I just made the page. It was pretty funny, though. A lot of people were against... I think beards are great, and I think
me
you
too.
Do, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think beards are, if you can grow it, show it. That's what my...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's what my friends always said. And so I'm growing it. I'm showing it.
And it looks great.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people against it, though.
I don't know why. Why
and so
would they
I made the like
it?
Page to prove to those people that it can be done.
Well, you know, actually, I take that back. I understand why, you know, because I've actually faced some beard...
Objections.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like when I got hired at the place I worked...
Sure.
I'm working at now, they made me shave. It made me shave, you know.
And was it No Shave November?
No, this was in April.
Mm-hmm.
So I had been growing it for a while. You know, I had a full thing, you know.
Yeah, full beard.
and I had to shave it. But luckily they...
You've got the goatee thing going now.
They let me have the goatee, so that's...
For those of you who want to know what Jacob looks like or how Jacob can dance, you can go to our website and see the behind-the-scenes footage.
Or maybe you should just believe me when I tell you that I'm ruggedly handsome.
Mm-hmm. Just by the sound of his voice.
Yeah.
Don't even look at the photos, guys.
Ruggedly handsome.
Just trust him. Just trust him. So, Jacob, are you ready to go to the next section?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. So we have this section that we do on the show. It is pretty wild. A lot of people know about it by now. If you've been a true subscriber to the show and been listening to every episode, you know that we do something called improv.
Ooh, that's good.
Define improv, Jacob.
Define improv. Well, you know, the first thing that pops into my mind is probably the
sandwiches.
Show. Well, I am a little hungry. So
besides
yes.
sandwiches.
The show, Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Whose line is it anyway? Did they ever answer that question?
No, I don't think they do. I don't think, you know, the series ended and they still never resolved that plot line.
Why not? I feel like they should have.
Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
That's why.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the improv section of our show.
Okay.
That's right. Every week, ladies and gentlemen, we do a special segment where I throw our guest into a situation that they were not expecting to be in.
I'm ready.
And they simply follow along and try to figure out the situation. Now, this skit will last about 2 minutes, guys.
Okay.
And it will end somehow. Figure out a way for it to end on a special note. So you ready, Jacob?
Let go.
Okay, so we are no longer in the studio. We are now on an island. We're out at sea.
Ooh.
Okay. We're stranded.
Oh, no.
Middle of nowhere. Now, you are actually Aquaman in disguise. I don't know this. Okay. Now, you want to keep your identity a secret, but you also want to save everyone. There's a lot of us. There's a whole crew, right? So you want to save everyone.
Yeah.
So I think that you're losing your mind in this situation.
Mm.
From being lost at sea, obviously.
Yeah. Understandable.
So we just find out what happens from there. So we're going to go an open scene.
Okay.
At sea. And we're not actually on an island. We're just stranded in the ocean, in the middle of the ocean.
Cool. Like on a raft.
Exactly. Yes.
It's like a rack.
Okay.
You know, like just a piece of wreckage that we're just clinging to.
There's several people that, you know, could be saved.
Yeah.
Because they're also, you know, having a hard time. All right, here we go. We're just going to jump into it. And go.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. I can't believe our ship went down like that.
I don't know.
Jacob, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
I just... We're all our... All our crew.
Oh man, I just got hit by a wave.
I lost all my clothes.
Oh no.
I lost everything, dude.
Oh man. Oh my gosh, do you see that?
What is it?
That guy is hurt.
No.
Bad. He's gonna sink.
He's falling.
We gotta dive.
Okay.
I got him.
You got him.
I got him.
I've got his leg.
All right.
I'll throw him up and I'll throw him on the piece of wood there.
There you go.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh,
how many of us were there?
Oh gosh, there were probably like 300 people on that boat.
I can only see maybe two of them out in the distance.
Yeah, it is.
What are we gonna do at this point? I can't swim. I don't even know how to swim. I'm barely staying alive at this point.
Well, just hold on to the boat. Or the piece of boat.
Oh my god. It's really tough for me, buddy. I'm getting a little seasick.
No, don't worry.
You don't look too well yourself. You look like you're going along. I mean, I'm not seeing anything yet, but I hope we don't see things soon. What are you doing? What's going on?
I'm seasick.
You just... My god, you look...
Oh no.
You look crazy.
It's,
you're starting to turn a little... What color is that?
Oh, I don't know. It's... But there's some fish. They're attracted to my barf.
Why? Why would that happen?
I don't know. I ate some, like, flakes earlier. They were in a little bottle.
All right.
It was all I had. They were in the shelf next to the,
Next to the soap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I wish we were there.
Oh man, I was so comfortable on that boat.
We should really help those people. What could we do then?
Oh,
can you swim?
I can I swim okay.
Okay. Okay's not going to get us anywhere, Jacob. What are we going to do now?
Well, I'm not a, you know, I'm not an Olympian. I can't swim like crazy, you know? I'm not like, I haven't spent like most of my life in the water. I don't know why you would think that. I mean,
I just feel like you're holding something back from me, Jacob.
Jacob,
just tell me, what can you help us in this situation?
Well, actually, oh, look over there. Do you see that? Do you see that thing flying in the sky?
Yeah, I see.
Those are like seagulls, and then...
Jacob! He's...
Yeah. Oh, whoa, oh my gosh, you see that? There's some dolphins coming.
Okay, I see them.
And they're carrying that guy, and they're bringing him over here.
That's super weird. How did these people just get here?
What a coincidence.
That is weird.
I don't know.
Very strange.
I don't know.
Almost as if... Yeah, have you ever heard that superhero Aquaman? It's almost as if he was here just a minute ago.
Yeah.
You don't find that strange?
No, you know, I
okay,
that's,
well, at least we saved everybody.
Yeah.
At least everybody's here.
They're safe, I guess.
It's good to be lost at sea with everyone now that we saved everyone.
Exactly.
And we're back. Jacob, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
Clapping track there. Congratulations. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Well done, sir.
I tried.
That was fun.
I don't know. I tried to.
I like how you were like starting to turn into like, what's happening?
Oh yeah.
Always use cornflakes. What?
Yeah. Well, I, you know, they were supposed to be like fish food.
Fish food.
You know.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Well done. So that's something, guys, what you could expect from every episode here on the Greenhouse Podcast.
It's fun.
If you want to be a part of this, guys, you just got to get on the show. You just got to email us. You know. greenhousepodcast@icloud.com.
Go for it.
Do it. By the way, we do have three questions that are ready for you would like to answer them.
I would. I want to answer these questions. I'm excited to see
Our guest, from last week was Michael and Matthew Cottrell.
Oh, yes. So they probably came up with some pretty good
questions. I say last week, but I don't even know when this episode's going to air. It could be like 2 weeks ago. It could be like 3 days ago. But yeah, last episode, Michael and Matthew Cottrell, we call them the Smash Brothers. They had a few questions for you. So this is the questions segment. How about that?
Man, I am very impressed by the production quality.
Oh, you know, it was all done by a monkey.
Really?
Yeah, there's a small monkey that he's right there behind the two-way glass in the corner.
Oh my gosh. Yes,
he does all the sound production. Yeah.
Good job.
He pretends, I know.
Good job.
I know. He pretends like, you know, I think the janitor here helps him out a few times.
Yeah, maybe.
Exactly. But yeah, so question number one, I'm going to go ahead and play a clip and you can answer it.
Okay.
If you were to describe your life in a singular hashtag, what would that hashtag be?
So,
what would that hashtag be?
If I was to describe my life using a hashtag, it would probably be hashtag weird, but in a cool way.
Is that all one word?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what, you know, people have told me that in the past.
Weird, but in a cool way. Hashtag weird, but in a cool way.
Yeah, I'm ambivalent about that.
I'm going to make that the quote of the episode.
It's a good one.
That is brilliant. Okay, yeah. So question number two. I'm going to go ahead and play that clip now.
If you were to place yourself inside of one video game, what type of game would it be and why?
Which one would it be? And
oh,
why?
Man. This is a really good question.
You got to be in a video game.
Yeah, and I've played a lot of video games, so...
Which one was your first video game you ever played?
Oh, my gosh. The first video game that I remember playing was probably Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
On the Sega.
Can you say that in your... I've heard you've done this voice.
Oh, yeah.
Microsoft voice. There's this voice that he legitimately... There's a voice in the software that he can mimic.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and let you do that.
Okay.
I just want to hear it. I haven't heard it in a long time.
Okay, so you want me to say like Sonic or something? All right.
Your first video game.
I like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Whoa.
The Greenhouse Podcast. All right, go ahead and say that.
It sounds different on the mic.
It does a little bit.
Yeah. It's not as robotic on the mic.
Greenhouse Podcast.
It actually sounded pretty good on the mic. I think so.
Well, it's like the...
For those of you who ever hear him in person, like meet him in person, like ask him to do it in person. It sounds really cool.
Yeah, it sounds better in real life.
But yeah, if you were to be in a video game, what would it be?
Oh, why? Gosh. Oh, yeah. Man. I mean, there are so many video game worlds that are appealing to me. I don't know. You know, like Shadow of the Colossus. That'd be a cool world to explore, but...
That would be cool.
I feel like I'm going to have to go with probably like Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's... Dude, yeah. Yes.
It's a great game.
That would be something.
Simply because I love collecting, you know, just massive quantities of coins and jewels and like dollar bills that
fly. What about the music? What about the music too?
He's got the whistle. He's always like, ooh, Mario.
Awesome. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Cool. So question number three, I'm going to go ahead and play that clip.
Question number three is a three-part question. Get ready for this. Who is your main character in Super Smash Bros.? Do you think you could beat either of us at Super Smash Bros.? And would you bet us $20 that you could play us in Super Smash Bros. And then actually play us in Super Smash Bros. To see if you could acquire that $20?
Wow. So do you think you could really beat Matthew and Michael? And do you want to take on this challenge?
Well,
it sounds like for money.
I've done it before.
Yeah?
It's challenging. Admittedly, yeah, it's challenging. It's a rare occurrence.
I feel like they're calling you out. They didn't even know they were calling you out.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of this show.
Well, I mean, they're definitely skillful players. You know, they have competed in tournaments.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about in the last show.
I never really played at that high a level.
But you're willing to try.
I'm willing to try, and I probably would win maybe like 1 out of every 10 match.
1 out of every 10. That's pretty good. That's pretty good numbers.
Yeah.
For what? Considering.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't put money on it, though, because I recognize their talent.
Right.
And
It is talent.
Yeah. You know, well, there's...
They should be on that talent show where people, you know, they show up and they do weird stuff with their nose and all that.
But they do weird stuff. They do
video with video games.
Yeah.
And they're a good team.
They are a good team.
I think they have that telepathic... They're
twins, so... Mm-hmm. And then they always play Donkey Kong and Diddy, so it's like...
Mm-hmm.
It's just meant to be.
It's meant to be.
Yeah.
That's true. Jacob, by the way, I know you had 3 questions of your own to share with us.
That's right.
That's right. Right. So if you had to pick one of those 3 questions to be your first one, what would it be?
Okay, I think it would have to be... What is your favorite word?
That makes sense. What would be... the favorite word of our next guest. I don't know. You don't know.
I don't.
We don't even know who the next guest is.
Yeah.
That's what makes this fun. All right. Jacob. Question number 2.
Psychics. Real or not?
I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even know if they're real or not. How do you even prove that?
That's the thing.
It reminds me of one of my favorite TV shows, Psych. Have you heard of it?
I have.
He's a detective. He's like but he's a fake psychic, real detective. Yeah.
Well, that's, you know.
And no one can prove it.
Exactly.
So I'm interested to see what our next guest thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could hike anywhere, where would it be?
And why? Yeah, that's everybody always adds and why.
Yeah.
I felt like,
well, it's implied. Why not?
It's implied.
Yeah.
It's implied. Great. Thank you for those questions, Jacob.
I hope that they're interesting. Maybe somebody...
Every guest that we have on the show is interesting.
Yeah.
I think so.
They'll be able to, you know, get some good material out of those, hopefully.
I think so. Thank you, Jacob.
Yep.
Oh, hey, I have a question for you.
Okay. What is your favorite place? Where do you go? What do you like? What is your favorite place?
Where do you go? What do you like? We do this on every episode. Every episode I ask specifically to the guest, because every guest that I have lives in Georgia. I want it to be a local show, and I want this to turn into one day somebody just tuning in just to find out something new about a unique person who lives in Georgia.
Yeah.
This time you're from Decula.
Yep.
But I know you've been to Atlanta and different places too, and you might have one of those favorite spots. You know, it doesn't have to be a restaurant. It doesn't have to be, you know, it could be whatever you want it to be.
but a favorite place that you know would be cool, local place, like a hangout that you might like to go to in Atlanta or somewhere in Georgia, that you would recommend to the listeners out there?
Okay, well, this is kind of out of the way.
Sure.
But in northern Georgia, there's a town called Hiwassee.
Hiwassee?
Yeah.
It sounds like Hawaii.
A little bit.
It's not in Hawaii, though.
No.
This is in Georgia. This is unique.
Yeah, it's pretty
why would I north. Go? Why would I go there?
Well, in Hiwassee, there is a pizza place.
Oh,
it's snap. Called like Big Bob's Pizza or something like
yeah.
that. But best pizza I've ever had.
Nice.
To be honest.
Really?
And they were really friendly. It's a family owned
business. And you've had
business.
A lot of pizza in your life.
I have had a lot of pizza
You're
in my life.
You're a big pizza guy.
I'm a big pizza guy.
We were talking about this once before.
Yeah.
You love pizza.
I really do.
So this place, what is this place called again?
Well, you know, I might not have the name correct,
sure.
but it's like Big Bob or like Big Bill or, you know, it's like Big something.
And it's where again?
It's in the town called Hiwassee. I mean,
Hiwassee. It's probably, I bet if you Googled it, it'd be pretty easy to find. Yeah.
Actually, I could do that right Super now cool. if you, or is that?
Wait for it. Go. Did you find it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, well, that was fast. Okay, great.
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay, it's actually Big Al's Pizza.
Big Al's Pizza. You said Bob's.
Yeah, it's Big
like,
Bob.
People are going to be searching Bobby,
yeah.
Big Bob's.
No, but it's...
So Big Al.
Yeah, it's Big Al's Pizza.
It reminds me of, what is that Toy Story? Al's...
What? Oh, Al's Toy Shop.
Al's Toy
Shop,
yeah.
Yeah.
In the movie Toy Story. Yeah, so Al's Pizza. Very cool.
Yeah.
Big Al's Pizza.
And it was really nice. You know, family owned, so we went there and we actually got to... We didn't meet Al, but we met Al's wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
How was she?
She was really nice, you know, because...
Did she make the pizza that day?
I don't think she made the pizza, but I also got to meet the guy who did.
Oh.
And it was just really cool because...
He didn't sneeze in his hand beforehand or anything like that.
Well, maybe he did. Mm-hmm. I have no way of knowing.
Of proving it, at
yeah.
least. Yeah.
But if, you know...
But who cares? The pizza was good.
Yeah, it was great. So maybe he had some like seasoning in his nose.
I'm always worried about that. Like all these local places, you know, what if they don't have all these rules that some of the corporate places do? But that's the fun part about it. That's what makes it cool and local and different.
Well, you know, we had the choice of going to like a chain or going to like something local.
And you chose this place.
And I'm glad we did.
Yeah. Well, I choose you. You know, I had a choice to have you on the podcast, and I chose you. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, too. It was a lot of fun.
By the way, Jacob, before I forget, I wanted to ask you, in case our listeners want to follow you, not in, like, a creepy way.
Right, not that.
Right, but if they wanted to follow you, like, on social networking, to find you and learn more about you and who you are as a person living in Georgia, what social networking website would you be willing to let us know about? Like, do you have a Twitter handle or an Instagram?
Yeah, I do have a Twitter.
Okay.
I'm not very active on it, so
okay.
you...
I'm not
you
very know. Active at the gym, but I still go.
Yeah.
You know, go to the water fountains, you know, right?
Always hitting up those water
exactly.
fountains.
Exactly. I mean, I'm going to the gym. I check in. But, if you were to share that with somebody,
okay,
what would that be?
It's, my Twitter handle is... Jacob BNNT.
Okay. Oh.
All one word, lowercase.
Jacob BNNT.
T, yes.
Brilliant.
Yep.
It's at Jacob BNNT. Cool. Awesome.
Yep.
Gosh, Jacob, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah.
This has been fun. This has been fun. It's been real. It's been fun. I don't know if it's been real fun, but it's definitely been real and fun.
It's been both.
It's been both.
Well, actually, it's only been one.
It's only
because
been one.
We're in a video game. This isn't real. Remember?
Where are we? Are we in a computer?
What?
Computer voice, go.
This is a simulation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jacob Bennett. Thanks for joining us on the show, buddy.
Yep.
All right. So this has been the Greenhouse Podcast, Episode 9. Wow. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time, guys. Feel free to visit our website, thegreenhousepodcast.com, for more behind-the-scenes footage of our show. Thanks for joining.